Alaska's state-led liquefied natural gas export project could be impacted by an ongoing trade dispute between China and the U.S. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has more.
Alaska's Gasline Development Corporation and Governor Bill Walker's administration are minimizing the potential impact of a tariff on the state's liquefied natural gas export project. China, the project's largest potential customer and investor, is threatening to impose a 25% penalty on imports of LNG. Gene Theriault is in government relations for the state's Gasline Corporation. He wrote in an email that the corporation believes the trade dispute will be resolved before Alaska LNG exports to China. The LNG tariff is the latest escalation in a tit-for-tat trade dispute between the U.S. and China, and the move ostensibly threatens the financial viability of the Alaska LNG project. A 25% penalty would make Alaska's gas significantly more expensive for Chinese customers. It's not the first time a tariff has threatened the project. The Trump administration levied a tariff on Chinese steel imports. That could impact the state's ability to find steel for the project's 800-mile-long pipeline. Governor Bill Walker's office also emailed a written statement calling the trade tensions short-term. China's Ministry of Commerce announced the LNG penalty as part of a $60 billion package of tariffs. If carried out, it levels penalties on thousands of U.S. goods, from beef to lumber to auto parts. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.